Welcome to the Vakken Amateur Radio Society Fusion Radio Net, that now operates on and through wires X-Room 21493. This is an open net, but please check internet control. Tonight's list of net control stations, N0YQ Steve, K9EQ Chris, 80MI Pete, and K0HORK Chuck, that would be me. The Vakken Amateur Radio Society takes its name from Earl Vakken, founder of Medtronic. Earl was always interested in radio and is a strong founding sponsor of the Papik Museum of Broadcasting. He had a great interest in radio and he never did get his ham license. Earl allows us to use his name because he's a strong supporter of learning, experimentation, and helping others. You can learn more about Bars and Earl at www.w0mdt.com. The 444.075 and the 444.525 operate from the Medtronic facility near Highway 10 and I-35W in Moundsview, Minnesota. Net control will work like this. Net control will ask for check-ins from different areas around the country. Please reply with your call, city, state, and whether you have any traffic for the net. We will acknowledge all the calls, and after check-ins, we'll go through the list and answer the questions and take comments. If you cannot get in, try emailing us at net@hamoperator.com, net@hamoperator.com. And with that, I'm going to move into the announcements, and I have a couple. All right, tonight we're going to try something new. We're going to try a moderated roundtable discussion. And with that, we're going to talk about how to bring a new Fusion repeater online and the problems you could have with your users. This will have three or four different people. I'll get to those names a little bit later. And it'll be moderated by me. And if you have a question for the discussion, you'll have to either send it in via the WiresX or through net@hamoperator.com, net@hamoperator.com if you have any questions. And also, we're going to try something new this New Year's, kind of just throwing some information out for you that Fusion New Year's on MinWiz starts at 10:30 UTC, that would be 0430 local in Minnesota, and runs for 20 hours. There's a link from last year's that will be on the check-in list for tonight. So now I'm looking for more check-ins to the Fusion Net. This is Chuck K0HORK. If you want to check in, give me your call sign.
K4BOX, the name is Mike. QTH is Jacksonville, Florida.
KB7RHI, QTH Battleground, Mobile.
All right, guys, K4BOX, Mike, and KB7RHI. I was taking announcements. Do either of you have an announcement for the net?
K4BOX here, Mike from Jacksonville, Florida. I just got to say that we have one more net before Thanksgiving, so anybody that's celebrating Thanksgiving, have a good one.
K4FPP, Rich in Fort Mill, South Carolina.
W4EDD, Whiskey 4 Echo Delta Papa. Name is Emmett. Lookout Mountain, outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
All right, gentlemen, I realize that you want to check in. However, we are looking for announcements. Announcements for the net, this is not the general check-in portion yet. If you don't have an announcement, please do not give me your call sign or try and check in. Looking for announcements. Anyone with an announcement, please check in now.
This is K9EQ. I have traffic for the net a little later on.
KV7RHI. The only announcement I have is I just brought up a node in Clark County, Washington. First digital node.
All right, RHI, thanks for being one of our first check-ins or letting us be on your when you first started. With that, I will list off the people that have called in already. I have K4BOX Mike in Jacksonville, Florida. KB7RHI Mark out of Battleground, Washington. Congratulations on the new node. KB9L Larry out of Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Kilo 4 Fox Papa Papa Rich out of Fort Mill, South Carolina. And Whiskey 4 Zulu Echo in November Emmett out of Lookout Mountain, Tennessee. I'm going to move into the Twin Cities, Minnesota, Twin Cities metro area. If you're from the Twin Cities metro area and you want to check in, now is your chance. We're looking for check-ins. This is the Vacan Amateur Radio Society Fusion Radio Net, Twin Cities metro only.
Kilo Delta Zero, Zulu Papa Foxtrot, Denny in Spring Lake Park, Minnesota. No traffic for the net.
KE0ALI. KE0ALI.
KD0ZWB Mark, Andover, Minnesota. No traffic.
KD0MI. Pete in Lino Lakes. No traffic.
W0COE, Leon, Mendota Heights, no traffic.
Norway Zero, Yankee, Quebec, Steve, Montemedi, Minnesota, no traffic.
Kilo 19 Echo, Quebec, Chris in Ham Lake, Minnesota, Council's Minneapolis.
All right, I got a nice list from Minnesota, Twin Cities Metro. I've got Kilo Delta Zero, Zulu Papa Fox, Denny out of Spring Lake Park. Kilo Echo Zero, Alpha Lima India, Josh out of Richfield. Kilo Delta Zulu Zero, Zulu Whiskey Bravo, Mark out of Andover. AD0MI, Pete out of Lino Lakes. W0 Charlie Oscar Echo, Leon of Mendota Heights. November Zero, Yankee Quebec, Steve out of Montemedi, and K9, Kilo 9, Echo Quebec, Chris out of Ham Lake. All right, next try, Twin Cities Metro. Anybody else from the Twin Cities Metro, go ahead.
KE0CA.
AE0CX, Chuck in St. Paul, Minnesota, no traffic. KD0SGX, Mike, in Farmington, Minnesota, no traffic.
All right, grabbed a couple more there. I've got Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie Alpha Alpha, Matt out of Blaine. Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie X-Ray, Chuck out of St. Paul. Kilo Delta Zero, Sierra Golf X-Ray, Mike out of Farmington.
It seems like I'm having nothing but trouble this evening. Somehow I got switched to FM. Sorry, guys. I've got Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie Alpha Alpha, Matt out of Blaine. Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie X-Ray, Chuck out of St. Paul. Kilo Delta Zero, Sierra Golf X-Ray, Mike out of Farmington. And I had one call in, Whiskey Alpha 3, Echo Hotel Lima, Dick, with no audio. All right, with that, I'm going to move to anybody in the state of Minnesota. Anybody in the state of Minnesota, go ahead. Give us your name, city, and whether you have any traffic for the net.
Alpha Echo Zero, Charlie X-Ray, Chuck in St. Paul, Minnesota. Chuck, not Katie Zero.
W0JPJ. Jared, Dilworth, Minnesota, no traffic.
Right, no traffic.
This is 80-UU, Paul, in Winona, Minnesota. I have a question.
All right, I'm sorry on that one, Chuck. AE0, Charlie X-Ray, Chuck, out of St. Paul, rather than the Kilo Zero, Oscar Romeo Kilo. Just guess I'm too used to saying that with Chuck. W0, JPJ, Jared, out of Dilworth. 80-UU, Paul, out of Winona, with traffic. And 80-HJ, Mitch, out of Breezy Point. Thank you all for checking in. Move from Minnesota to anybody in Wisconsin. If you're in Wisconsin and want to check in, give us your name, city, and whether you have any traffic for the net. Looking for people from Wisconsin now.
Kilo Charlie 9, Yankee Romeo, Bob, out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Good evening, everyone. No traffic.
Here is Whiskey Delta 9, Hotel Oscar Tango, Leroy from downtown Milwaukee.
This is KC9REN, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Kilo Alpha 9, Yankee Tango Bravo. Name is Gary, out in Brown Deer, Wisconsin. No traffic. Good evening.
Mike in Cumberland, Wisconsin. No traffic.
All right, nice list there. I've got Kilo Charlie 9, Yankee Romeo Romeo, Bob out of Milwaukee. WD9, Hotel Oscar Tango, Leroy out of Milwaukee. Kilo Charlie 9, Romeo Echo November, Dean out of Milwaukee. Kilo Alpha 9, Yankee Tango Bravo, Gary out of Brown Deer. And Kilo 9, Mike Lima Sierra, Mike out of Cumberland, Wisconsin. Anybody else from Wisconsin? All right, grabbed another one there. K9NPH, Ron, Sioux City, Nebraska, with no audio. Moving from Wisconsin to Illinois. Anybody in Illinois want to check in? Give us your name, city, and whether you have any traffic.
Kilo 9, Romeo, Uniform, Foxtrot, K9RUF in Ingleside, Illinois. No traffic.
N9, IPA, Keith in Round Lake. No traffic.
All right, I've got three of them there. K9RUF, Dave, out of Ingleside, Illinois. WD9HBC. Malkov, Edwards, Illinois. N9IPA, Keith, out of Round Lake, Illinois. Anybody else from Illinois want to check in?
Well, good evening there, Chuck. KC9IL, Warren, in Buffalo Grove, Illinois. Good evening to everyone.
KF9TA, Tom, Springfield, Illinois, no traffic.
All right, got a couple more there. I've got KC9IL, Warren out of Buffalo Grove, and Kilo Fox 9, Tango Alpha, Tom out of Springfield. All right, there we go. With that, I'm going to move to New York. Anybody in New York want to check in? Give us your name, city, and what? Whether you have any traffic. All right, nothing heard from New York. So, Michigan, anybody in Michigan want to check in? Give us your name, city, and whether you have any traffic. Looking for Michigan.
N8PYN, Doug in St. Clair Shores.
AB8DT, Ron, Cedar Springs, Michigan, no traffic.
AB8DT,
November 8, X-ray, Papa, Quebec. Mike, in Holland, Michigan, no traffic.
All right, got three of them out of Michigan that time. I've got November 8, Papa Yankee, November. Doug, Alpha Bravo 8, Delta Tango, Ron out of Cedar Springs. And November 8, X-ray Papa, Quebec, Mike out of Holland, Michigan. All right, there we go with that. Next call, also Michigan. Anybody else from Michigan? And I just got notified we have 92 nodes plus 30 additional repeater stations. That's huge, guys. Anybody else from Michigan?
Kilo 8, Alpha Golf Yankee. This is Mike in Plymouth, Michigan. No traffic.
All right, we've got Kilo 8, Alpha Golf Yankee, Mike out of Plymouth, Michigan. And I've got November 9, Union Fox, India, Andy had no audio. We'll move into the big one here. Anybody east of the Mississippi River, if you're east of the Mississippi River and you want to check in, please do so now. Give us your name, city, state, and whether you have any traffic for the net.
And 2ATB, Tony, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, no traffic.
Yeah, no traffic.
Kilo, Charlie 9, Whiskey, Romeo Bravo, Eric in Palatine, Illinois, no traffic.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Papa Mexico, Westlake, Ohio, Allen, no traffic.
This is K0STP, Stephen, Gordonsville, Virginia, no traffic.
No traffic.
November 1, November Zulu Lima, Bill in Culpeper, Virginia, no traffic.
All right, that seems like a pretty good cutoff point. That's 10 of them. Keeps the guys helping me out here really, really busy. November 2, Alpha Tango Bravo, Tony, no, New Jersey, no traffic. Kilo Golf 5, Echo X-ray Whiskey, Chris out of El Paso, Texas. Kilo Charlie 9, Whiskey Romeo Bravo, Eric out of Palatine. November 8, Victor Tango Uniform, Tom out of Piqua, Ohio. Kilo Fox 8, Papa Mexico, Allen out of Westlake, Ohio. Kilo Delta 8, Alpha Golf Fox, Oscar. John out of Defiance, Ohio. Kilo 0, Sierra Tango Papa, Stefan out of Gordonsville, Virginia. Kilo Delta 9, Golf Charlie X-ray, Bob. And November 1, November Zulu Lima, Bill out of somewhere. And Whiskey 9, Hotel Papa X-ray, Roland out of Indian Land, South Carolina. Thank you all for checking in. I just want to notify November 8, Victor Tango Uniform, Tom. You had very low audio. It was very hard to hear you. So take a, remember that when you're talking. With that, looking for more check-ins from east of the Mississippi. East of the Mississippi, give us your name, city, state, and whether you have any traffic.
November 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie, Bill, Pittsburgh, PA, no traffic. Charlie, Whiskey, WC9CW, Clyde, Albemarle, North Carolina, no traffic.
Whiskey 8, India Echo, Ed in Lakewood, Ohio, no traffic.
KC9, UJY, Bob, Highland Park, Illinois, no traffic.
Kilo Delta 8, Golf Romeo November, Jeff, Columbus, Ohio, no traffic.
run from Houston to Mississippi. I've got November 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie Bill out of Pittsburgh. Whiskey Charlie 9, Charlie Whiskey Clyde out of North Carolina. Whiskey 8, India Echo Head out of Lakewood, Ohio. Kilo Charlie 9, Union Juliet Yankee Bob out of Highland Park, Illinois. Kilo 3, Victor Lima Ralph out of Gary, Pennsylvania. Alpha Bravo 9, Delta Whiskey Dale out of Franklin, Wisconsin. And Kilo Delta 8, Golf Romeo November, Jeff out of Columbus, Ohio. Thank you, everybody, from east of the Mississippi. If you didn't make it that time, we will be back when we do Anyone Anywhere. Right now, we're going to move to Texas. So if you're in Texas and you want to check in, give us a name, city, and whether you have any traffic. Anybody from Texas?
Clarksville, Texas, analyst Al Alpha Lima. I have no traffic. Good evening to everyone.
Whiskey 5, Romeo, India, Romeo, Rob in Fort Worth. No traffic.
Alpha India 5, Alpha India, Valley Mills, with a question.
All right, nice start from Texas tonight. Kilo Charlie 5, Lima Lima Laird out of Lake Dallas. Kilo Bravo 9, Echo Quebec, Allen. Whiskey 5, Romeo India Romeo, Rob out of Fort Worth. AI 5, AI, Don, Valley Mills, Texas, with traffic for the net. Kilo Echo 5, Whiskey Victor Charlie, and Kilo Alpha 8, Oscar Charlie Golf. Thank you all for checking in. Anybody else from Texas?
Kilo Golf 5, Charlie Hotel, November, Richard, Waco, Texas. No traffic.
Kilo 5, Kilo Oscar Yankee, North Dallas County, Texas, no traffic.
All right, Kilo Charlie 5, Lima Lima, got you again. Kilo Golf 5, Charlie Hotel Nancy, Richard out of Waco, got you in there. Kilo 5, Kilo Oscar Yankee, Coy out of Dallas, got you in there also. And we've got Kilo Delta 5, Charlie Romeo, good to hear you. Moving from Texas, we're going to move over to California. Anybody in California and you want to check in, give us your name, city, and whether you have any traffic for the net. Anybody in California?
November 6, Sierra India X-Ray Mobile, Joe in San Diego, no traffic.
And that in Santa Barbara, California. Mm-hmm. And no traffic for that.
Whiskey 6, Foxtrot, Quebec. Kurt in Danville, California. No traffic.
Kilo Echo 7, Sierra, November Hotel. Allen, Murdoch, Washington. No traffic.
KK6ZHZ, Eli in Santa Rosa, California. No traffic, but thanks much to Chuck and everybody working the net tonight.
All right, we had an Echo Link station that came in from California. It was a little bit jumbled, and your audio was way, way too hot, so back off the microphone and give it to us again, that Echo Link station from California. Go ahead.
This is Kilo 6 Delta, Victor Delta. My name is David, and I'm in Santa Barbara, California. No traffic.
All right, David, got you in there that time. Thank you very much for the readback. Kilo Delta 6, Delta Victor Delta David out of California. We also have November 6, Sierra India X-Ray Joe out of San Diego. Whiskey 6, Fox Quebec, Kurt out of Danville. Kilo Kilo 6, Zulu Hotel Zulu, Eli out of Santa Rosa. And Kilo Echo 7, Sierra November Hotel, Allen out of Lyle, Washington. And anybody else out of, well, I think that would be California I'm trying to call. So anybody else from California, go ahead. Give us your name, city, and whether you have any traffic for the net. From California, please.
WA6 Yankee Victor X-ray Ed in San Diego, no traffic.
Whiskey 6 Zulu Alpha Romeo Ryan, Escondido, California, no traffic.
All right, gained a couple more. Kilo Delta 6 India Oscar Whiskey Bob. Whiskey Alpha 6 Yankee Victor X-ray Ed out of San Diego. Whiskey 6, Zulu Alpha Romeo, Ryan out of Escondido. And now we're going to move to the hard one. Anybody west of the Mississippi, if you're west of the Mississippi and want to check in, now's your chance. Give us your name, city, and state. Try it now. This is Chuck, K0ORK.
WB9EXL, Ron in Scottsdale, Arizona, no traffic.
Springs, Wyoming.
Kilo Y7 Delta, Romeo Alpha, Dave, Rock Springs, Wyoming, no traffic.
KE0ATF, Steve, Mobile, in the Minneapolis Metro of Minnesota, no traffic.
That's okay.
November 7, Echo Sierra India, Dave from Portland, Washington.
All right, we've got WB9 EXL, Ron out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Kilo 7, Delta Romeo Alpha out of Rock Springs. Kilo 7, Charlie Mike Bravo, Steve out of Rock Springs, Wyoming. November 7, Echo Sierra India, Dave out of Washington. Kilo Echo Zero, Alpha Tango Fox, Steve out of Princeton, Minnesota. Whiskey Zero, Mike Echo Golf, Mike. And Kilo 9, November Hotel Papa. There we go. Anybody else west of the Mississippi, give us your name, city, state, and whether you have any traffic for the net.
Kilo Uniform 5 Juliet, Bob in Artesia, New Mexico, no traffic.
All right, Kilo Uniform 5 Juliet, Bob out of Artesia, New Mexico. The new one for us. Thanks for checking in, Bob. Now we're going to move up to Canada. Anybody from Canada want to check in tonight? You know the drill. Name, city, province. Let us know if you have any traffic. Anybody from Canada?
One. Well, good evening, Chuck. And all on that. This is Victor Echo 3, India Golf, November. Dawn out of Ottawa, Canada. We have no traffic. 73 to 1.
All right, Don, thanks for the check-in. Victor Echo 3, India Golf, November. Don out of Ottawa, Ontario. Anybody else from Canada?
Victor Echo 3, Uniform Romeo, Peter in Belleville, Ontario.
All right, Peter, Victor Echo 3, Union Romeo. Thanks for checking in from Belleville, Ontario. Any DV4 minis, not checked in yet, please try it now.
Victor Echo 3, Victor Charlie Foxtrot, Guillen, Ottawa, on the mini, no traffic.
Whiskey 4, Lima, Oscar, Victoria,
W4LOV, Mike, Cocoa, Florida.
November 7, Echo, Sierra, India. Recheck. I am on a mini, no traffic.
Good evening, all, from KC8YQL. Kilo Charlie, Yankee Quebec, Limaville, in Continental, Ohio. The only thing I have for the nut tonight is I'm waiting to see if the new wires repeaters will work with the wires 200X boxes. Back in.
All right. I've got Victor Echo 3, Victor Charlie Fox, Gee out of Ottawa. Victor 4, Lima Oscar Victor. Excuse me, Whiskey 4, Lima Oscar Victor, Mike out of Philco, Florida. November 7, Echo Sierra India, Dave, just telling us he's on his DV4 Mini. And KC8YQL, Bill, out of Continental, Ohio. With that, we'll move to anyone, anywhere. If you haven't checked in yet and you want to, give us your name, city, state, or province, and let us know if you have any traffic. This is Chuck, K04K with the Bakken Amateur Radio Society Fusion Radio Net. Please check in now.
Hello there, Chuck and Bill. This is Ted of EE7LE on C4FM. I'm over in Surrey, British Columbia tonight. Over.
This is November 0 of Juliet Oscar Lima, Joe, in Isanti, Minnesota.
EKZ, and I'm running a FT2D into my own node. Good evening, everyone, or good morning, everyone, or good afternoon. I don't know what it is there, but it's evening here in Cheshire, Connecticut, 48 degrees. Clear and clear skies there. Back to you.
Few more there. I've got Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo 10, out of British Columbia. November 0, Juliet Oscar Lima Joe, out of Isanti, Minnesota. And Kilo Charlie 1, Echo Kilo Zulu Mike, out of Cheshire, Connecticut. I also have November Tango 9 Echo. Not sure where that one came from, but I got the call sign, so you're there. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Chris. He had an announcement for the net, and we were kind of waiting until the majority of the people were checked in. So, Chris, go ahead and take it, and then I'll get it back from you and do one more call for anyone anywhere. Chris, it's on you.
Thanks
a lot for that, Chuck. Anyway, there's something I want to talk about tonight, and this might seem a little strange for the net. And I want to remind everyone what the typical heart attack symptoms are. And a good site to look these things up is mayoclinic.org, mayoclinic.org. So, you have, and the reason I'm doing this is not, some of the symptoms might not seem like heart attack symptoms. You know, okay, you've got that chest discomfort or pain, upper body pain. We kind of get that. You can have shortness of breath, anxiety, lightheadedness, sweating, nausea, and vomiting. And most of the heart attacks begin with subtle symptoms and discomfort, maybe not even described as pain. It may come and go. And some people may feel like maybe they're just sick. Another symptom of a heart attack is stomach pain, and pain that may extend downward into your abdominal area and may feel a little bit like heartburn. I'd also like to point out that for women, it's much more difficult to diagnose a heart attack because the symptoms may be different. Actually, when you do autopsies of people that have, like, been run over by a bus or something like that, you find that people to the age may have had very minor heart attacks and have not been aware of it. Can we take a quick break? The reason I'm bringing this up is that one of our members, Dewey E., WB7OEV, suffered a heart attack back in around October 9th. And he was taken to a hospital, and he was in a coma for a couple of weeks, and unfortunately he has died. So, and that happened several days ago. And the reason I mention this, and one of the maybe the disadvantages, or certainly not something I was expecting to be revealed from the log files and the things that the system automatically reports from NWIS, is it would appear his last QSO that he had was on the morning of October 9th, about 8:41 in the morning, his time, with Don AI0AI. And at the start of the conversation, he was talking about having a summer cold. And towards the end of the conversation, he mentioned something about his stomach was causing problems and he needed to sign off. And I don't have it confirmed that that was the last QSO or perhaps the last conversation he had with somebody. And we have it recorded. I haven't released it yet. I thought that Dewey, he's the author of the Wires X Bible and some other material that I have here that hasn't been published yet. He liked people to learn. He liked to teach people and help people out with things, and got a great deal of satisfaction out of working on that Wires X Bible. And I know he was proud of it and very happy that it could help people. So I think in his passing, he would like to know that perhaps we can learn something from his experiences, which is why I wanted to review these symptoms. You know, it's a tough call when, do you call 911? The problem is that if you guess wrong, there's a big price to pay. Of course, you call 911 and the medical costs and stuff, that's not going to be free either. But just some numbers for you to keep in mind that if blood should stop flowing to your brain, for example, if your heart goes into ventricular fibrillation, about 3 seconds after your heart does not have it, or your brain does not have any blood flowing to it, you will pass out. Brain damage immediately starts, but, you can go a couple minutes, and if you're resuscitated, you'll be okay. But you get on to about 5 minutes, and it's pretty dicey how well you're going to do. And the fact that, like, Dewey was in a coma for so long was not a good indication. If you are in ventricular fibrillation, you really need an AED or external defibrillator to take you out of it. You can keep somebody alive with CPR or something like that to get blood and oxygen circulating to the brain, but that's really tough to do. And I'm probably one of the rare people that has an AED here, because it's pretty unlikely an ambulance or emergency people are going to get to you within the 5 minutes. But I'm not exactly sure what Dewey's story was. It sounded like it might have gone on for a little while with the symptoms, and and I don't know how he was found. But I did feel responsive. His family's busy right now. I really haven't been able to talk to his family other than the first contact that I had. But anyway, I wanted everybody to know and to just remember those heart attack symptoms. And if it's you or somebody you around you, perhaps someone you care about, maybe you want to think about being a little on the aggressive side and making that 911 call. So the symptoms are, once again, discomfort or pain. It can feel like a tight ache or pressure, fullness, or squeezing in your chest lasting more than a few minutes. The discomfort may come and go. You may have upper body pain that may spread beyond your chest to your shoulders, arms, back, neck, teeth, and jaw. You may have upper body pain with no chest discomfort. The stomach pain we mentioned, shortness of breath, maybe it may occur before you develop the chest discomfort. You may not experience chest discomfort. You may feel anxiety, sense of doom, or feel as if you're having a panic attack for no apparent reason. Lightheadedness in addition to chest pressure, you may feel dizzy, like you might pass out. You may suddenly break out into a sweat with cold, clammy skin, and you may have feel sick to your stomach or vomit. And once again, heart attacks begin with subtle symptoms, or may begin with subtle symptoms, with only discomfort that is often not described as pain. The chest discomfort may come and go. Don't be tempted, and I'm quoting from Mayo Clinic, don't be tempted to downplay your symptoms or brush them off as indigestion or anxiety. Don't tough it out. Heart attack symptoms for more than five don't tough out heart attack symptoms for more than 5 minutes. Call 911 or emergency medical services for help. If you don't have access to medical services, have someone drive you to the nearest hospital. Drive yourself only as a last resort. There's a good chance you're going to pass out while you're driving. Heart attack symptoms vary widely. For instance, you may have only minor chest discomfort while someone else has excruciating pain. One thing that applies to everyone, though, if you suspect you're having a heart attack, call for emergency medical help immediately. Back to Net, K9EQ.
Thank you, Chris, and you picked a good night to do that. We've got a lot of people listening, and I know there's going to be a lot of people that are sad to hear that Dewey's gone. Friend that I never got to see, but he was definitely a friend, and my heart will be heavy. With that, I'm going to go back to taking a few more check-ins, and then we'll answer a couple questions and then move into the roundtable for tonight. But with that, we had a big collision here just before I gave it to Chris, and I've got Kilo Bravo 9, Tango Yankee Charlie, Paul out of Cameron, November Tango 9, Echo, David out of McHenry, Illinois, Alpha Alpha 4, Charlie Bravo, Chris out of Ridge Banner, Florida. Whiskey 0, Tango Oscar Romeo, Eric out of Fargo, North Dakota. I've got Kilo 0, ZZX, Tom out of Lakeville, Minnesota. Kilo Golf 4, Tango Golf Papa, George out of Sun City Center in Florida. And November 5, Lima Union Bravo, Mike out of Waco. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in, give us your city, name, city, state, and whether you have any traffic for the net.
Kilo Echo 0, Bravo Radio Zulu, Dale, Andover, Minnesota, no traffic.
K3, LWL, Larry, Manheim, Pennsylvania, no traffic.
Mike, W4DXL, Charlotte, North Carolina, no traffic.
Work as a paramedic. So, if you want to know what the symptoms are, I got more to add. This is VE7LE in Surrey, British Columbia.
Kilo India 7, Golf Victor Mike, Kelly in North Everett, Washington State, no traffic.
KB0 Iowa, Faribault, Minnesota, with a question.
All right, nice group came in through there. I've got Kilo Echo Zero, Bravo Romeo Zulu, Dale out of Andover. I've got a Kilo 3 with a Lima Lima. Didn't get the whole call sign. If you call back when we're done here. W4 Delta X-ray Lima, Mike. Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo, Ted out of Surrey. British Columbia, also paramedic with more info on heart attack stuff. Kilo India 7, Golf Victor Mike, Kelly out of Everett, Washington. And Kilo Bravo Zero, India Oscar Alpha, Jason out of Faribault, Minnesota. The K3LL station, if you want to come with your full call sign, that would be very helpful.
Kilo 3, Lima, Whiskey, Lima, Van Nuys, Pennsylvania.
All right, got you in there. Thanks for the fill on the call sign. Kilo 3, Lima, Whiskey, Lima, from Pennsylvania. And I'm going to move over to Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo 10, out of Surrey, British Columbia. You said you had some more heads up on a heart attack, since that's kind of the topic right now. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay, thank you there. As I was thinking about this, I looked up at my book here at work, and most of the symptoms I describe are for males. Generally, now, for me, there's three different types of heart attack. Angina, myocardial infarction, and congestive heart failure. So but most people, we talk about MI, that's the death of heart tissue. So that's the big one. And that can actually happen 12 hours, it starts. It could start as early as 12 hours previously before you actually have it. But most people don't recognize the signs or the symptoms. Now, in males and females, the signs and symptoms may be different. You could be weak, unusually weak. You're wondering. You could be tired. He says, no. Indigestion. You wonder, why do I have indigestion? You may have angina, and he says, I'm just having an angina attack. But if you take your medicine, if you don't have angina, because you could also have MI, because I come across that one too, and they have indigestion at the same time, it gets very confusing. But generally speaking, if your heart medication does not relieve the pain after 15 minutes, it's our protocol to transport you. Now, some people feel sharp tightening or sharp pain in the chest or the left neck or the left arm, but females may feel it differently. Females may feel indigestion or weakness, short of breath. One symptom, if you are perspiring a cold sweat, basically, yes, you are in signs of shock there. So if in doubt, call 911. Explain what you're going through over the telephone, and they will assess you and seek medical help. Here in Canada, it's different. We always tell people, call for medical help right away. Reset here. This is VE7LE. So, these are some brief signs and symptoms. There's a whole list of them, but if in doubt, it's always best to call. In Canada, you won't get fired, you won't get fined, it won't cost you any money. A lot of people are embarrassed. This is why they don't call until it's too late. And then unfortunately, where I work, that is a leading cause of death now on the waterfront. We're getting people dying, about one person per year now, for having a heart attack. They have a radio beside them, and they could call for help, but unfortunately it comes on so fast, it was too late. And that we had a major heart attack, and we had to use the AED, Alpha Echo Delta, and we brought him back to life again. And then he had another one inside the ambulance, and they had to bring him back to life again. So that person did survive, and I guess basically
he's not returning back to work in the midterm, or maybe in the long term he may. So if there's any other questions, I can give basic non-medical advice. This is VE7LEE.
Ted, thank you very much for the extra info there. And if you have the time and you can hang around till after the net, maybe there will be people that would like to ask you more questions at that time. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to take the questions that we have. And as soon as I finish that first list of questions, I'm going to go to the roundtable that we talked about. So just giving the guys on the roundtable a heads up that it's going to be coming. And I'm going to go up to the top of the list here and take those questions that people had asked. I think there's only a couple of them. So let me find those, and I'll call your call sign, and we'll figure out who's going to be first. All right, Alpha Delta Zero, Union, Paul on Winona, you had a question for the net. All right, no Paul. So I'm going to go with Alpha India 5, Alpha India, Don, Valley Mills, Texas. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, Chuck, thank you. I know I brought this question up before, but I'm just curious if someone has maybe been working on this. We are interested in the capability or the ability to link two rooms together or multiple rooms together, preferably not, you know, using a different medium like DP4 minis or something. Is there anybody working on this? I know Chris and I discussed it. I'm just curious if there's anything out there that either can do it, or are there people working on it? That's basically it there, Chuck. Back to you, AI5, AI. Thank you.
All right. Has anybody done anything with trying to link two rooms together, preferably not using the DV4 minis? But we'll have to see. If you have tried that or you know how, give me a call. Let's see now. This is Chuck with the Bakken Amateur Radio Society Fusion Radio Net looking for a little help. All right, Don. I will try asking again later if that works for you. I don't know of anybody working on that right now, so let me... all we can do is ask again later. And with that, I have Kilo Bravo Zero, India Oscar Alpha, Jason out of Faribault with a question.
Hi, my name is Jason. Thanks for taking my question. The question I have is on the FTM 400. I have a friend who has one. He's hooked up to his battery. His ham shack has been off for several weeks, and he went to turn it on here recently, and it blows all the fuses in the radio, and the radio won't power on. He hooked it up to a variac and slowly brought up the power, and we can't get the variac to go more than 3 volts. He did mention he did smell some kind of hot and burning a few weeks prior. The smell went away, and he didn't know what it was, and the radio was, of course, off at the time. We're wondering if anybody has an issue with that radio being in the opposition for weeks at a time, basically just blowing fuses and trying to turn it on. We've took it apart. We haven't seen anything physically blowing on it. We couldn't smell anything, but so we're just kind of puzzling us.
All right, it has happened. Something has gone wacko inside the radio, probably one of the relays, and you just don't know it. So yeah, the radio, when it's blowing the fuses like that, something is wrong inside. I know of at least one other case where the radio blew when it was turned off. I mean, just as it was turned off, it must have blown because it wouldn't turn back on again. It was working right up until that point. Package it up, send it off to Yaesu. The radio probably needs a little time in California. Go ahead, back to you, Jason.
All right, Kathy, yeah, thanks. Well, one thing I was thinking of, you don't know what something like that would cost, would you? What Yaesu would charge to fix something like that?
Well, if you could charge the whole road on that one, it'd be about $104, according to the stuff that just came across my internet. But depending on what it is, Yaesu has been very good at fixing some of that stuff that has had issues. So send it to them, and you'll have to see what happens.
All right. No, I appreciate it. At least it's kind of going in the right direction. Because I just got my, just pulled my repeater on my rack this weekend and finally did the update to it, so the wires works properly with the repeater now. And of course, he went to go and use it, he couldn't, so I was kind of sad. But, thanks. Appreciate it. KB0 Highway, back to Matt.
Thank you, Jason. Excellent thing there. And I want to acknowledge November 9 X-ray Papa Jim. I had no audio, but did see the key up on it. Going back to 80UU, Paul, are you there?
Yes, I am. I just texted that I replied on the wrong frequency. My question is in regarding the Wires X button. I assume when we push that button, it transmits RF on the preset frequency. Does that get, is the power transmitted the same each time, or can it be adjusted by the power output in your settings? You know, is it low, medium, or high? How do I say this? Is it always the same, or does it vary on what your power setting is?
Okay, once you enter the Wires X and put it, you know, like you're trying to hook it up to the HRI-200, it becomes a slave of the HRI-200, so all of the settings come through that. If you have a problem, probably set it up beforehand so that you're in the low power before you put it on. And I think you're talking about in the client mode. So once the HRI-200 takes over, all of those are able to set from your computer. Is that what you're trying to talk about there, Paul?
No, I'm just wondering, when you're trying to get into the client mode, when you push the Wires X button, is that RF sent at a certain power level, or is it dependent on what your radio is set at the time? But, you know, before you're connected into the node.
Okay, at that point, the power is determined by the setting for the radio. So if you have the radio set to high power, that's what it's going to transmit at. If you have the radio set to low power, that's what it's going to transmit at.
Okay, then that answers my question. Thank you. This is 80UU.
All right, with that, I'm going to switch us over to the new kind of programming, so bear with us. We haven't done this before. There's been no updates or anything, we're trying it for the first time. We're going to try and do a little round table. We're talking about what happens when you're trying to bring a fusion repeater online and the problems that you run into. We've got K9EQ. You all see, you know him. He's the guy that brought the main fusion repeater up that's part of the MinWiz link. We've got K0ZZX. He is local to us here, but they had some interesting issues there. That he's got a medium-sized club that's very much into Aries, and they were trying to integrate it into that. We've got Kilo 9 IL Warren out of Warren, Michigan. They're just bringing one up online, but they're having some issues also because they're a very large club and trying to figure it all out. So I will bring it. If you've got a question that you want to ask, there's two ways to do it. You can email us at net@hamoperator.com, net@hamoperator.com. And I will be looking at that to bring the questions to these guys. And you can also send it over the internet if you have Wires Xbox. You can send it by wires. With that, I'm going to go to Warren, K9IL. Give us a quick, I don't know, bio of what your club is and where you're at in setting it up. So Warren, go ahead, starting the round table now.
Oh, very good evening there, Chuck. Good evening, everyone. Well, our club, located down here just north of Chicago, has about 200 members. So I guess that qualifies as a large club. It's primary analog. We've got a 2-meter, a 220, and a 440 analog repeater. The 440 analog repeater is kind of the flagship, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But we also have a D-Star population on 440 and 1.2 gig. But let me get back to the usage. Our club is probably 75% of its usage is on the UHF repeater and 25% on the VHF repeater. And of that usage, at least 90% of that usage comes from 10% of the population. And it could actually be a little bit higher, but it's very concentrated. There's a very few that are constituting a lot of that activity. So our decision was to not try to convert the flagship UHF repeater, that we were going to go to the 2-meter repeater, which is a little bit less heavily used and would hopefully cause less disruption to the analog community. So that was our initial thought. One complicating factor is that 2-meter repeater is a primary Skywarn machine here in the Chicago area. So we had to come up with a way for that repeater to be able to yield immediately if that was required. So the way it's been configured is we put in an SCOM controller, which would allow an analog user to kill the digital activity if needed. There's actually a code that will disable digital entirely. And the plan is to get our internet and linking via an RF link from a member who lives nearby using a Wires 200 box. So fairly standard approach there. Let me just reset here a second. But we're going to have some rules of engagement, and we had the machine up, we tested it, we found the range was great, but then we had a little technical issue. But even that short period of activity that was no more than an hour generated a little bit of consternation. So one of the things that we're going to have as a rule of engagement initially is that there will be no unattended linking, because we don't want to have ourselves connected to a room and an analog user or a Skywarn user would not be able to disable it if they didn't know the codes to do that. So that will be a little bit of an impediment, at least early on, that someone will have to be there when the linking is going on. We're trying to do this in a way to not put off the analog users. We have let's put this delicately. Our demographic tends to be the older end of the spectrum. So, for example, when you talk about things like activating tone squelch as a way for the analog users to not have to put up with white noise, we got some interesting questions back, like, what's tone squelch? So not everyone reads the manual. So, you know, while we would... Okay, I think I timed out there, but I'm back. This is kind of an experiment for us. Most of the repeaters around the area here have gone 100% digital, whether it's D-Star or DMR. So there's very, very few that run in mixed mode. And we're just going to see how this works, especially with our large user base, because the last thing we want to do is have mass defections, but we do want to try to move forward here. So stay tuned, I guess, is the message, as we try to delicately put in digital here on a primarily analog club and not break too much glass in the process. So back to Chuck. Hope that was useful. K0ORK, KC9IL.
Thank you, Warren. And I also forgot to mention N0AMC Shannon with the Dark Group, Digital Amateur Radio Club, out of St. Cloud, Wisconsin. We have many different units up there. But first I'm going to go to Tom, K0ZZX, out of Richfield, Minnesota. Tom, are you there? And you want to give us a little bio of your club?
Sure am, Chuck. K0ZZX, Tom from, I actually live down here in Lakeville, Minnesota, and I'm part of the Richfield Amateur Radio Club. The Richfield repeaters, a little different story there. The equipment for the Richfield area is owned by the Department of Public Safety, and it is recently changed in the last year or so into the Yaesu Fusion DR1s. The older equipment was there with a lot of the police reserves of the past, and they did a fantastic job of maintaining that to help in support of public safety. A lot of those folks have since retired, and our repeaters had gone quiet for quite some time. And we were invited as part of the Richfield Community Emergency Response, or CERT team, it's a FEMA program, as a group to kick off a communications team program. And with that, we're able to glean some funding to go back up to the repeaters and start doing some repairs. And it turned out that we needed to replace the machine. And that, in turn, allowed us the opportunity to replace both machines. So we currently operate a 2-meter machine as well as a 440 machine. So we have a bit of a unique situation there. Obviously, the primary use of that is to support the public safety community in the event that it's needed. But it also offers us a unique opportunity with the club in that the club is very simple. There are no dues. There's no monies and such that need to be exchanged because, again, the equipment is owned by the Department of Public Safety. So, that being said, we operate the 2-meter machine linked here to the MinWiz room and enjoy the opportunity to share that U.S. and worldwide. And we operate the 440 machine as a local machine. We've tried a couple of different things. We've tried changing our access tones to digital. We've tried keeping them on analog. We've experienced the fun of additional noise in the area where our repeaters are at. And we've come to the conclusion that we left the system tied to the MinWiz on digital squelch, and then we have changed the 440 machine back to PL tones, and we do use the PL encode decode to continue to block out as much noise as possible. But we found, too, that we had also a similar situation to KC9IL, where we have a lot of folks with some older technology that we did not want to alienate by utilizing stuff that their radios couldn't utilize. So it was kind of a good mix, and it sounds like everything is working at this point. So we're going to continue to go down that path in hopes to capture and allow the most usage possible with the amateur radio community, as well as support the Richfield Department of Public Safety. This is K0ZZX, back to that.
Thank you, Tom, and it's been fun watching you guys grow. With that, I'm going to move to M0ANC Shannon. If you're out there, Shannon, please come back and tell us about the Digital Amateur Radio Club up in St. Cloud. Go ahead. All right, Shannon must have had to step away from his repeater. How about you, Chris? You want to let us know what you've done with MinWiz? Well, with the 525 out of Montu. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, well, at the repeater site here, the Lee Zero MDT, we, of course, have a different story than everyone else. And we originally started the organization as an amateur radio club for Medtronic, and it turned out that Medtronic hams were less than enthusiastic about getting on the repeater, and it was an old repeater, and it didn't work all that well, but I was able to get some resources donated, and we improved the performance of the repeater. And one of the things that made us unique was we are in an area where we're the only ones who cover or provide good HD coverage in the area. And we're a mile away from the amateur radio store that's the closest amateur radio store, next closest one is at Milwaukee, which is about 350 miles away. So that gave us some advantages. And the other thing that we had done is formed a mission statement, and part of that mission statement had to deal with innovation, experimenting, and, you know, that type of thing. And I think one of the things that's nice to have is the mission statement. So, so some of the items in our mission statement, one I mentioned was the HT coverage in the area that we serve. Second item on it was to provide a platform for learning, experimentation, advancement of amateur radio skills and art, and to have fun. And three, to encourage networking, sharing, and exchange of interesting technical information where people are encouraged to help each other out. And so we had kind of education learning focus from the very beginning. And what happened when Yaesu announced the beta program for the DR1 repeaters, I looked at the mission statement, and the thing about experimentation popped out. And it sort of said to me I had to do it. I had to go and try this new stuff and see what it was like. It was actually kind of near the end of the beta program, and I put the application in, ended up talking with Wes Gray, and quite to my surprise, we were approved for it. So I ended up putting the repeater on the air, had a ICOM FR6000 running there, and that got moved off to another frequency, and the fusion machine took on the main channel, and so it was that main channel where all the effort was to have the high performance. Part of the program we'd had was to get power amplifiers, six cavity duplexer, gas fed amplifiers, stuff like that. So the DR1 had the benefit of all that, and ended up providing pretty solid and good FM performance. So the repeater got put in, I think it was around May of 2014, and between May of 2014 and October of that year, there were exactly two digital conversations on that repeater. One was where I basically called myself, because I had a handy talk in the FTM-400, and another one was to another guy passing through, or whatever, I never heard from him again, don't know who he was. That was it. And then Radio City had Yaesu days, and people started, I set up down there and gave a presentation and started showing people the radios, and then some of the people started buying radios, which left us with a problem. And the problem was this: to really benefit from the digital, it had to be a digital repeater. But on the other hand, we had basically 100% of the people, other than me, were FM users, and so you had this ratio now of a small percentage of people who bought the fancy digital radios, but most of the people had FM, and so were excluded. Tell a quick story. Many years ago, when D-Star was getting started, I had a buddy of mine bought a D-Star radio. Didn't talk to him again for a year and a half, because you buy a new radio with fancy stuff in it, you want to use the fancy stuff. And so the problem was, for the 20% of the people that had the Fusion radios, how do we let them play with their fancy stuff? And we're all learning about this. And the firmware is riddled with bugs and all kinds of exciting things, but yet keep the FM people happy. So we started off with some rules that, in the evening or whatever, go for it. Do whatever digital you want. But during drive time, we wouldn't allow any digital traffic on the repeater. And not through controls or controllers or anything like that, but just basically gentleman's agreement. Because I think it's more respectful of the users when you talk to them and work with them and try to establish these things, rather than having a controller go and jam something down their throat, whether they like it or not. So, and that worked fine, really. Didn't have any problems with that. And, the ratio was slowly changing, right? More people were getting the digital radios, and so if you looked at the percentage of the traffic, it would get up to maybe 50% digital and 50% analog. And then it seemed like it was time to start relaxing the rules on some of the digital usage, so we eventually allowed digital traffic during drive time and some things like that. And to be perfectly honest, there were some people that weren't happy with us. We had some people that just left and never came back. But to some extent, you're always going to have that. But I think in operating the repeater and whatever, I think the appropriate approach is to look at the users of the repeater as customers, and how do you satisfy these customers, how do you meet their needs, and that type of thing. And at the time, it seemed like meeting the needs was best done by having more digital operation. So we've had these inflection points. I mean, we've had that basically for quite a while, and we felt we were pretty lucky to get 10 people to check in and that type of stuff. And then we were sorely disappointed by Yaesu's lack of being able to link the repeaters together. And the irony of it was, if you used their HRI 200, you could only do FM. But due to a little feature or quirk in things, it turned out that there was a bit in the firmware than the over-the-air radio packet that would allow RF linking of digital only, not FM, but digital, between a node and a repeater. And we were able to convince Yaesu to alter the code in the WiresX software to allow that to be done. And so we beta tested that starting in October of 2015, and then December 25th of 2015, that was released to the public. And once again, everything changed completely because now we had another problem, and that was people on the net didn't know our repeater was an analog. So you could be having a nice analog conversation on the repeater, and the net fires up, and bam, you know, you end up with buffering and all kinds of additional problems. So I guess it was kind of a call, and that is one thing that I've noticed is that people like predictability, and that, you know, being able to flip the repeater around from echolink this to IRLP that, and I guess I should add, yeah, on the other analog repeater that was displaced by the DR1, that got set up so it could simulcast. And so analog folks could, in fact, we're doing that right now, where we're analog on the 075 as well as digital on the 525. So, you know, the analog people, you know, try not to cut them out completely. And I realize a lot of people can't do that. But anyway, it basically put the end of analog on the repeater when the WiresX linking came out. And I think we made the decision that the repeater would be full-time linked to MinWiz. And that way, when somebody tuned their dial to the repeater, they knew exactly what they were getting, and they weren't going to be surprised by what it was linked to. Because the experience with the analog system with its IRLP and EchoLink was that basically nobody would control it, nobody would adjust it, and it wouldn't get used. So that was the reason for going with a WiresX when it was full-time. Anyway, so that's the history of the group. I don't. We've been fortunate in that we were trying to figure out how to get better coverage to the south, and then Richfield decided to link up, and trying to figure out how to get better coverage to the north, and Dark comes along and they connect some machines up. So a lot of the heavy lifting was taken care of for us. So anyway, it's been that's basically how it started with that group, and it was really the main benefit was. We offered something different that nobody else had. We served an area that really wasn't served by anybody else, and we got to grow with the system. So we had some advantages I think that new club today doesn't have, but I think what's important still is to have respect for the users and talk with them and work the stuff out and demonstrate the stuff, because nobody else had a fusion radio until we had Yaesu days and people could actually hold and use the radios and see them working, and then that's when everything changed. Back to net, K9EQ.
All right, Chris, thank you for that. And just a notice for anybody else out there, we're running a little bit of a round table on bringing fusion online in your club and some of the things that we found here. If you have a question for these guys and you want to send it to us, send it to net@hamoperator.com and I'll bring the question to them. You can also use the messaging system that's in the HRI 200. So with that, I'm going to go to Warren and ask the question. Warren, how many fusion users do you actually have in your club there?
Well, it's hard to say because they haven't all made themselves known, but I'm going to guess that there might be 15 or 20 that have fusion-capable radios. The problem is we don't have much repeater coverage around here. Certainly no wide area coverage. We have more nodes around Chicago than we have fusion repeaters, so it's hard to say, but I'm guessing, you know, it's less than two dozen out of the 200.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Warren. And Tom, what about you? How many guys do you have in your club that are actually using fusion?
Well, unfortunately, our number's smaller yet. We probably have 4 to 5 that actually have the fusion radios. And again, we're a relatively small club, so percentage-wise, that's large, but numbers are fairly tiny. We do make sure, though, that we operate an AMS to allow both that analog and digital user, no matter which of the two repeaters. So you can still get in on either one of the machines we operate. K0ZZX, back to net.
All right, and same question for you, Chris. What do you think? How many users do you have on the Fusion side?
PA3TGN.
I think I might have doubled with somebody there and didn't release fast enough. Oh, man, that's really hard to tell. You know, one of the problems is you don't know what repeater people are using. And we have a number of people passing through. To tell you the truth, I haven't been really tracking it. But I would say we probably are, Chuck, you'd probably know more than me, but we're probably in the 10 to 15 area of real regulars, but probably have another 30 or so people that will check in and whatever. We tend to have a fairly good drive time. But, you know, the nature of the whole thing has changed because I think one of the things that happened was before the linking, we were a geographically centered group. In other words, we were kind of in this north of 694 area that was underserved by repeaters. And now, you know, can you really say that, you know, somebody in Milwaukee or Illinois or Texas or California is any less of a member of the group? And so I think, and this may be a trend where organizations are not as geographically centered as they once were. And that's some of the beauty of the nodes, too. So Warren's talking about the nodes down in his area. And I think you put a great system together through the use of nodes and that kind of stuff. And maybe we end up finding less traditional structures rather than like a big monolithic repeater with a big high antenna, but maybe a bunch of people operating nodes getting together. So I think it's a little tough to say because, you know, the people directly putting RF into 444-525, not even sure that that's as important as just the general contribution and people across the state and across MNWIS at this point. So back to you, Nat, Chuck, K9EQ.
Thank you, Chris. This is Chuck, K0HORK, and I do have a couple of comments that have come in. I'm going to send the first one to K9RUF, and then I also have Victor Alpha 3, Tango Golf November. K9RUF, go ahead with your comment, please.
Well, I was going to kind of tell you my story about my repeaters. Is that okay, Chuck? I'll be as quick as possible.
Sure. Go ahead. Give us your story.
It's slowly growing, but not as much as DMR and that, but I definitely like the Fusion. I use the VE3ZZZ from my place here in Forest Glade, and it's a very good copy, and getting through to you is nice and clear there, over.
All right, thank you very much from the Washington station there. I appreciate your comment on it. And over to you, Dave, K9RUF. Go ahead with your story about your club.
Okay, just make sure I have it here. Well, hello everybody on the net. Looks like we went over 100 nodes tonight, so that's terrific. Well, I actually started out as a D-Star Raspberry Pi repeater, and I wanted to be coordinated, so when it comes to a D-Star, you have to actually have a call sign for your repeater. So I formed a club, Club of One, through the process that you go through to do it. And ended up getting the ICOM hardware as well. And so I wanted to have a nifty call sign to reflect my interest in D-Star, so I found K5TAR, which is a kind of a stretch, but if you can use the 5 as an S, it's, I was trying to spell K-Star. And a few of my fellow ham friends turned me on to Fusion, and after that there was no looking back. So the club that I formed is the Northern Illinois Digital Club, and right now there's one member, and that's me. And I do have people that use it locally here. One is Keith K9 IPA, and also Dave NT9E. He's a another fellow friend of ham that's starting to use it too. So, like your club there, Chris, it's a club with no dues. And if you think you belong, you belong. And so I've got the repeater is a DR1X, and it's on a coordinated frequency. It's one of those 6 1/4 frequencies, so it's 440.81875, getting right down there to the nitty gritty. And I do have the repeater, official repeater antenna, Comscope, at the top of my tower at about 57 feet. So I provide about a 5 to 10 mile coverage of my house in the Chain of Lakes, which is in northern Illinois. It's kind of a vacation destination. So if you're ever up this way, feel free to use the machine. And I just love talking on Fusion and being part of the MinWiz room. You guys do a great job. Really, really sorry to hear about Dewey, and his living legacy will be the Bible, I guess. So that's pretty much my story about my D-Star repeater. I'm sorry, take that back. Fusion repeater, Freudian slip. And it's been a fun adventure, and I really, really enjoy it. Back to you, Chuck. K0 or K9 are you off?
All right, Dave, thank you very much for the beginning of another repeater. Much smaller than what we've been talking about, but still viable, and what's happening there. More questions for you guys. I know you're both, everybody's trying to do their own thing, but I see Warren, you're trying to grow. Are you going to do anything special to introduce C4FM to the main part of the club? Back to you, Warren.
KC9IL. Well, a little bit of a advertising campaign. Our club has presentations at its monthly meetings, and over the years we have gotten presentations on D-Star when it first came out, and then we came back and kind of did a comparison of D-Star and DMR. And next up would be kind of a revisiting of that, of here are the popular digital formats out there, the pluses and minuses of each. And oh, by the way, your club now has a Fusion machine as well. So basically just talking it up. I think people are curious, and, you know, they will suffer from FOMO there, fear of missing out. But we've seen people go out and pick up radios recently just because of the buzz. The one thing that we are a little excited about is with the 3200 being a 2-meter radio, and that we're doing our Fusion on 2 meters, the barrier of to entry is $135. So you know, you don't have to spend $500 to get on and enjoy our repeater. So we're just going to try to continue to publicize, and as people talk about it on the air, others have questions, and you know, we'll tell anyone and anyone and everyone who's interested would be glad to fill them in on it. So kind of a public relations endeavor as well, but you know, don't want to oversell it. We're not going to make analog go away, but we feel that it's a good thing for us to experiment with with digital technology. So that's kind of the approach. And again, time will tell. Go ahead.
All right, Warren, thank you very much. And one of our other panelists just joined in. He had a late night at work that he had to do. So N0ANC Shannon, if you want to jump in and give us a little bit of a bio on your club and what's happening in northern Minnesota. Go ahead, Shannon.
Oh, good evening, everybody. I'm going to do this run mobile and fresh out of a meeting. November 0, Alpha November Charlie. Name is Shannon, coming off the Avon repeater. And a member, one of the, I would say, 2 to 3 starting members with Rick N0PJN and the Digital Amateur Radio Club golfing KD0 Yankee Lima Golf. And that was a challenge we started with D-Star. It was a lot of people. And some of the stuff may have been hashed, so I'm not going to try to get too long-winded so I don't bore people with it. But we ran into coordination issues, we'll call it, from getting a frequency pair that would be allowed to us for even the D-Star, and then having a club call needed for that D-Star repeater. And so we did proceed with that and has progressed since. 440 was the only real available frequencies for us in the area. And so we had taken what we could get and moved on with that. Being a digital amateur radio club, I was pretty against Fusion. I say that as a pro-Fusion guy now, but because of the advertising in the beginning, a lot of people assume that, well, they're together. They do truly coexist, and that was difficult in the early years, as people know. There was even in a digital amateur radio club, there was a lot of, basically, it was like the D-Star amateur radio club, but we have since progressed, and price points for Fusion were just phenomenal. Repeaters, yeah, they're only listed 100% duty cycle at 20 watts, but we finally convinced some others, and we've really grown. A lot of independent projects, Painesville. I'm coming, technically, I'm talking directly to a Avon 443650 as I'm mobile here in the city of St. Joseph, which is, it's owned and operated by a member of the club, not by the club. And same with the repeater that we just put up in Painesville. It's owned and operated, the hardware, by individual subgroup of the club, not by the club. So we've had a lot of really good things. Everybody seems to be in agreement with how we're still going about it, but it also has kept things simple for the way we've gone forward and have chosen since the beginning of our Fusion adventures and ventures that we would stay with MinWiz, and that's really been an excellent thing. I don't know if there was individual questions. Like I said, I apologize for everybody. Listen to me ramble on the net. I just got out of a mandatory charge nurse meeting, so I missed the first part of it. N0 ANC Mobile, back to net.
All right, Shannon, thank you very much for coming in with that. It's kind of nice to be talking to you when you've got the multiple linked systems. I know that there's Becker, there's Avon, there's Painesville now. You guys have done a great job out there, and I guess you're linking that. We had a question earlier about linking. They are all just linked straight to the MinWiz group, correct? They are not linked any other way.
QSL, all of the individuals. Becker will be back someday. That's, that will be linked directly, well, with RF link, just to MinWiz 21493. You're correct. Little Falls, I don't know that frequency off the top of my head, but the Little Falls 440 is a part of the club, and that is directly, everything is directly to MinWiz. And only one out of our, what is it, 4 repeaters are ways in? Only one of them is HRI 200 at the back of the repeater. Everything else has been RF linked. We have a lot of excellent sites without internet coverage. And again, another absolute blessing, the ease of setting up a Fusion repeater without internet at the site. We have open access to, for example, Painesville. No internet at the site. Pretty much up until Fusion had not even been looked at by members of the club for anything else except non-used analogs. And it's really brought a lot of life back to the hobby in the area, and that it's a one, you know, and being that it's a, what is frequency, 145.27, we have that $135 price point went on sale. And you can't argue with that. Even the people that really vouch for other modes and such with these cheap ways in, I think Yaesu was smart with offering that. I hope they do the same with a 440 version. That would really help. N0ANC.
All right, thanks, Shannon. I know you're done there, and you're probably getting close to home, so I'll give you a little break. Chris, K9EQ, what plans do you have to make the system grow anymore in this area?
Well, I think one of the things is to have a successful system that has to perform well. So, you know, it has to be reliable. It has to work as expected. You know, not have quirky, strange problems and that type of thing. But, you know, all the repeaters we have in town that are good systems and never get used are evidence that that is maybe necessary but not sufficient. I think what's really important are the people. So the, you know, it's like we did this thing about Dewey a little while ago, and here's somebody that I've never met, and I feel really a great sense of loss, and the only way I've really communicated with him was over the radio here, and you know, and I know that Dewey's passing is going to have quite an impact on me. Who would have seen that coming from ham radio and you know, that type of thing? I think that the way to do this best is to keep focused on the people, make it a place where it's enjoyable to be, that the things that are talked about or whatever are things people like to listen to. You know, people will turn off radios if conversations are boring or very niche-focused and don't apply to anybody other than the two people that are talking. So, you know, there's some aspects of that. As far as the rest of the system goes, we're going to add more repeater sites in the area, try to improve the performance of the repeaters, but potentially add more services as well, and that's something I'm not sure how it's going to go. We're seeing less demand for the analog simulcasting, but on the other hand, I don't know, maybe people listen to that analog signal and they've never talked on it, but it's convinced them to get a fusion radio. I guess I don't know. So we'll proceed like that, and you know, and we're moving towards where we'll have multiple repeaters. We might be able to support a local channel, and I really don't know about that one. You know, whether that would split the group or whatever. So some of these things we have to play by ear. Back to you, Chuck.
All right. Just because I haven't seen anything come over the internet for a while, I'm going to throw it out here. If anybody has a question they would like to ask, feel free to come back, give me your call sign, and I will acknowledge you and get your question. If you have a question you'd like to ask about anything setting up a fusion repeater, please come now. This is Chuck, K0RK with the Bakken Amateur Radio Society Fusion Radio Net.
This is K4BOX. The name is Mike, UTH, Jacksonville, Florida. I have a quick question regarding WireZX in a whole. Do the amateur radio clubs ever plan to hold any type of ARIES or RACES or emergency coordination on WireZX and have infrastructure in place? Over.
Well, that doesn't quite fit what we've been working on, but I'll try and answer that for you. We've never done anything with ARIES or RACES on Fusion yet. Not to say that it couldn't be done. It just hasn't been done. It hasn't been played with. It's new enough that we don't know all of the capabilities that could be used on this one, Mike. So stay tuned. We're going to learn more, I'm sure. And it does have some very good benefits because, you know, while you might be able to make a RF link, you know, to the next community over if they're in a tornado or whatnot, you know, your internet might still be up, so you'd have, you know, worldwide coverage that way. It's got some definite possibilities, just nothing has been done with it. Back to you.
Thank you, Net Control. That's all I have at this point. I just wanted to touch base and find out where it's really going because, like you said, we're just scratching the surface, and I'm interested to see where it goes. This is K4BOX, and I'll be clear of Net Control.
All right, thanks for that. Last call for questions on the how to set up your club and different things that are happening. I see that Chris has something, but I'll ask for questions from anybody else first.
KCYQL.
KCYQL, go ahead. KC8YQL, Bill, go ahead with your question.
Okay, I heard you key up there on Echolink and said, Bill, go ahead with your question, and I had already talked for 30 seconds, so can you all hear me now? Back to now.
All right, we got through the second time. The first time there was nothing through. So try it again, Bill.
Yeah, I paused a little bit there. There was another station, I think, trying to check in with you guys. So I dragged my feet, and when I keyed up then, and I guess you went ahead and keyed up with. Anyway, I want to let you guys know my jaw is still down on my chest. I'm sitting here completely in a daze tonight. I'm listening to you guys. I hear the nap, but I'm having a hard time comprehending what you're saying. And it's not because you guys are doing a bad job. You're doing excellent, as always. But with the announcement of Dewey, I'm not with it tonight. It totally changed my course of thinking. I think I mentioned you guys. I was on the private server, cloud server, talking to Dewey, and had some really good conversations with him. And wow, what a huge setback this is. We lost our Kenwood commercial dealer here in Defiance about a year and a half ago, and that was a huge setback for us. And when you lose a person like Dewey and these key people, you know, has a huge role to play in ham radio, it's a huge setback for just everybody. So I'm very sorry to hear that we lost him, and oh boy. Let me unkey and reset. I'll come right back, okay? Okay, the other thing I want to mention, I got to apologize. There could be a potential of almost a dozen people I invited to the net here tonight. I must have totally been sleeping last week because I thought for sure you guys said that tonight's main topic was going to be the introduction and talk about the new second generation of the system fusion repeaters. And I put that out all week to a whole bunch of people, so thinking, well, there might be a dozen people tuning in here that might not have normally been in here, and I apologize, guys, because I maybe got the topic of the discussion mixed up some way or another. So maybe that was last week, and 2 weeks ago I might have been listening to you guys. I don't know. Anyway, Chris or Chuck, you guys can straighten me out here. I'm still sitting here in a daze about Dewey, so thoughts and prayers are definitely with his family. And maybe you can let me know if you guys already talked about the new generation repeaters. I've been advertising for you guys all week and didn't hear too much about that tonight. But there again, a lot of other things talked about here tonight. PC YQL is back to you guys.
All right, Bill, thanks for your check-in. No, we have not said anything about the second generation because we don't know anything about it yet. When we do, we'll get the information out there, but no more information has come through the line, so there you are. With that, I'm going to bring the roundtable to a discussion to an end. I want to thank Chris, K9EQ, Tom, K0ZZX, K9IL, Warren, and N0ANC, Shannon, and also Dave, K9RUF. I want to thank all you guys for joining us tonight, trying something new. If you guys like it, let us know tomorrow. Morning drive time is when we rehash what we did on the net. If you think it was worthwhile, we'll try and find more subjects. If you have ideas for subjects that you'd like us to talk about, feel free to suggest them. I'm going to step back here now and call for anyone anywhere wishing to check in. Anyone anywhere. Give us your name, city, state, and whether you have any traffic for the net. Anyone anywhere.
Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo Charlie 6, Lima Delta November. Handle is Brian. I'm located in San Diego. I enjoyed the net.
Good evening, everybody. This is Kilo 6, Zulu Oscar Delta. Name's Henry. I'm in Northern California and enjoy the net. No traffic.
Yeah, K7TXO in Northern Idaho. Name here is Gene, Golf Echo Nancy Echo, and enjoy HF radio and system fusion on VHF and UHF.
KK6EHC, Eli from Santa Rosa with a recheck in and a comment.
All right, I got four of them there. I've got Kilo Charlie 9, Lima Charlie. I think there was one more letter in there. KK6 Zulu Oscar Delta Henry out of California. Kilo 7 Tango X-Ray Oscar Gene out of Idaho. And KK6 Zulu Hotel Zulu with a comment, Eli. So, Eli, go ahead with your comment and question.
KK6EHC. Hey, I just wanted to mention that I really enjoyed the roundtable format. I know it probably won't be easy to maintain every week going forward, but as long as there's a topic, that really worked well. It was very enjoyable to listen to, and I wanted to say thank you. KK6EHC.
Okay, Eli, I appreciate the heads up on that one. And if you come up with an idea that you'd like us to roundtable, feel free to suggest it. And even if you don't want to be part of it, you could still suggest it. Just information there, we'll take care of it. So anybody else, anyone anywhere, want to check in? Give us your name, city, state, and whether you have any traffic for the net.
K9EQ with some traffic for the net.
In Rialto, California, I have no traffic.
KS7UOQ.
Kilo Charlie 6, Lima Delta November, KC6LDN in San Diego. It's Brian. KB3PXZ, Baltimore, Maryland. Name is Henry.
Good evening, Net Control. I'm just going to add a relay if I could. This is November 0, Alpha, November Charlie. Relay and my other half, KD0, Yankee, Kilo, Alpha, or you know Ashley. Thank you again.
All right. Nice group there. I've got KNEQ with traffic. N5, ICK, Nick out of Rialto, California, thank you. Kilo Fox 7, Union Oscar, Quebec. Joseph, thank you for checking in. KC6, LDN, Brian, San Diego, California. Got you as a recheck there. Well, I probably just didn't hear you read off your name the last time. Kilo Bravo 3, Papa X-Ray Zulu, Henry out of Baltimore, Maryland. N0ANC has a recheck for Kilo Delta Zero Yankee Kilo Alpha Ashley. K9EQ, go ahead with your traffic.
Yes, K9EQ, this will be quick. I just want to let people know that the notes from the net are on hamoperator.com. Go to hamoperator.com and at the top, click on Fusion Net. You'll see the spreadsheet that the net control stations use to log stations, and traffic, and questions, and that type of thing. New for this net, it's being recorded, and there will be a link probably later this week at the same location on hamoperator.com, where you can either download or listen to the net in its entirety. Perhaps you might have trouble sleeping or something like that. Anyway, just thought we'd try it this time. I don't know that it'll be a regular deal. So that's it. Back to net. K9EQ.
All right, Chris. And there was some talk of people wanting to talk more about Dewey. If you wanted to say anything more about Dewey, now's your chance. If you want to check in with any comments for or about Dewey, please check in now. This is Chuck K0RK with the Bakken Amateur Radio Society. Team, I'm going to bring the net to a close. It hasn't been the most fun net in some ways, but we got through it, we took care of it, and made more people aware of things that you got to watch out for. Appreciate you all joining in with us on the roundtable. It was a nice way to change, so hopefully things will work out for that. This net meets every Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, and we cover all things fusion. Thanks for listening to the Bakken Amateur Radio Society Fusion Radio Net. I'll now return the repeater and the room back to normal use. This is Chuck, K0 ORK, and I'll be clear.